Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio, and I wanted to wish everyone a very, very happy new year. This is the first day of the new year for our programming, and I wanted to thank everyone for listening today. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to create a better planet, and a much better and happier planet. And I know with your support and love and light, we can do it. We can make this planet a far, far better place. During our first hour, we interviewed two fascinating gentlemen from the Hopi tribe on their perspective, using their own knowledge of Hopi prophecies on how we should take care of, better care of the Earth. I wanted to tell you all that if you are in Finland or would like to come to Finland, both of these wonderful gentlemen will be coming to a conference in Finland that I'm helping to organize. It'll be at the Hotel Korpi. You can find more information. We'll find more information by early next week, within a few days. Hasn't been put on yet at my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. The dates are May 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, and it'll be attended by some of the most interesting and famous spiritual people in the world, including many shamans from around the globe. During the second hour, we'll be interviewing Reverend Maryam Joan Handy, a really wonderful lady. She's an amazing minister, psychic, and spiritual counselor in the Fort Lauderdale, Florida area. She specializes in harmonizing body, mind, spirit, and emotions in both personal and business relations. For those of you interested in finding out more information about Dr. Handy, her website is www.cosmiccoachingforyou.com. And, you know, there's so many things we could talk about with Maryam today, but I wanted to bring her on the show. Maryam, hi, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much.
Well, first off, Maryam, I want to thank you so much for treating me and my friends so nice for the Psychic Conference. We were there last weekend in Fort Lauderdale. It was just a wonderful experience. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
One of the things that's on your website is that I want to just read this quickly. Is your one wish or dream is to awaken humanity from their sleep. She believes that right now we are on the brink of either destroying ourselves or raising ourselves into a higher consciousness. And this theme is the same theme that my two Hopi friends talked about during my last hour. She says that she, quotes, prays for and affirms the latter every day of going into higher consciousness. More importantly, she writes that she wants to do her part to create the 2% factor that will make it happen. Like the 100th monkey theory, it only takes a small amount of species all doing the same thinking and doing the same thing to create a quantum leap of information into the consciousness of the other 98% of the species. In human form, that's about 250 million people, or the population of the United States. That's all it takes, one mind and one concentrated action to raise ourselves into divine thinking from that small number of people, and then the whole rest of the world gets it like a big bulb going off in their heads. Each of us knowing the truth of our own power and using this truth for good is the key. I think each one of us plays an integral part in changing the world, so let's do it together for the better of all. Marion, I'd love to love your preliminary comments on that.
Well, that is absolutely the key factor, is that to have every single person understand that they are the butterfly that wins. They flap their wings, they can literally cause a tsunami and an earthquake on the opposite side of the world. Every single person has that ability to make a huge difference, a big leap forward into higher consciousness once they start focusing on it, because it affects thousands of people each time their thought process sends out that good intention.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And the goal and purpose of my radio show, and my sole purpose actually, is to raise consciousness and make this planet a much better place. And you know, as I'm speaking, the studio once again has lit up in this beautiful white angelic light. It's been kind of a cloudy day initially here in Seattle. The sun came out, and now we have it's more than sunlight, Maryam and my many listeners. It's this beautiful light within this inner glow, and I know that when that happens, the angels are all here.
That's terrific. I tend to be surrounded by a big crowd of them.
I know it. You know, you told me when I was in Florida, Maryam, you told me about the story of the 100th monkey. Could you explain that, the story about the fruit example on the beach? I think that'll be really interesting for people.
Well, it was a scientific study done in the Pacific Island areas by some scientists. There was quite a lot of islands filled with a variety of monkeys, and so they were watching the monkeys eat their bananas, et cetera. So they wanted to do a test, and they started putting out fruit on the sand, such things as like oranges. And the monkeys came and got the fruit, and it was covered in sand by that point, and they would just begin to eat it. Then one day, grandmother monkey took her fruit and went down to where the rocks were and pulled the water gathered in the rocks. And she washed off her sand from the fruit and then ate it so she didn't have to crunch on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the monkeys on her island and in her family began to do the same thing, washing their fruit. When 100 of her family unit washed their fruit, instantaneously, there was a consciousness shift of information and habit in all the other monkeys on all the other islands, which was really thousands of them. And instantaneously, they all took their fruit down and washed it off before they ate it. And that's what the 100th monkey theory is about. It doesn't take a great many monkeys to change a habit or a way of thinking or a way of doing something for the entire species. Therefore, if you apply the same ratios to humanity, it only takes a small amount, let's say less than 2% of the population of the world, just like the children on Christmas morning were meditating on world peace at 11:11. There was 1 million children in Thailand.
Beautiful.
If we had all joined them, we could have made that consciousness shift to awaken humanity at that moment.
It would have been nice if mass media, for example, in the United States, would have devoted perhaps just 5 minutes to that instead of their usual doom and gloom stories?
Oh, yeah. Well, we know that the media has a different agenda than awakening humanity. This is something that we're going to have to do from the grassroots up and through the Internet and through our own light worker organizations and our own meditation and prayers. This is how it's going to happen. And when two or more are gathered, then it becomes multi-dimensional in its size. So that's why anytime there is a world meditation, that's a really good time to join in, because that's when the tsunami of thought moves us into the fifth dimension.
Well, with that, one of my favorite things to do on the air is to send a prayer of love and light to the children of Fukushima and the Emoto Peace Project and the Emoto office, as well as their wonderful director, Michiko Hayashi, so they can continue to do the work to protect the children and the people at Fukushima from cancer. They're not getting a lot of outside help. And do you mind if we did that for a few minutes now, Miriam?
Sure, we could do that. Go ahead.
Okay, this is a favorite water prayer that actually was done by Dr. Emoto. And what it goes something like this. You just say it for three times. You say, and I'd like to ask everyone around the world to do this, repeat after me three times, and then to send love and light to the children and the people of Fukushima to protect them against the radiation there. It's still not clean. It still hasn't been cleaned up by the government. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us. Water, please forgive us. Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you. Water, we love you. Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you. Water, we thank you. Water, we thank you.
And coupled with that, I got a message last July when I was at James Gillian's UFO Ranch here in Washington State that if we asked the Galactic Alliance to come in and help clean up Fukushima, they would. And so I'd like to, with that intent, I'd like to ask everyone in the world not only to send love and light to the children and people around Fukushima, but also to send a sentimental request out to the Galactic Alliance, which is a benevolent group of very advanced humans, mostly humans, who have technology up to 100,000 years ahead of us to go in and clean up Fukushima. So they said they would, but because this planet Earth is a planet of free will, they won't step in directly unless we ask them. So I'd like to ask everyone just to make that mental request of the Galactics to come in and help us clean up Fukushima.
Let us do that now.
Let's do that now. I just got a message from them now. Actually, I've been in touch with them for about a year and a half, that they came in and did did clean up around Fukushima right now, and the radiation level has dropped significantly. So, my goodness, thank you so much for that, Miriam, and all my listeners around the world. I want to go to John of God in Brazil.
Okay.
And you've been there many, many times. And I've been in touch with their office. I'm taking a group of people, up to 20 people down there on August 25th. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But, Marion, you've been down there many times. Could you tell me a little bit about your experiences, and especially about that doctor experience who was brought back from life?
Oh, I'd be happy to. The one thing I want to begin with is to let everyone know that going to John of God in Brazil is a pilgrimage for self-healing. And John is a very humble man that does not read or write. He is an instrument who is embraced by spiritual entities that do help do the healing. And as a humble man, he continues to claim, "I do nothing, it is God that does the healing." And when you are there, they say that the entities and spirits, the doctors and the healers that come and surround the casa and all the people that are there, and the ones that work through John as an instrument, they always say it's a 50-50 deal. You come and they will do 50% of the healing, but then you have to do 50% yourself. And everyone that goes there, there is a whole list of protocols that must be adhered to while you are there. When you have what used to be called psychic surgery, it's now called spiritual intervention. When you have these, 99% of them are done what we call invisible spiritual intervention. Only a very small amount are done on stage in front of people, because they're from Missouri and they want to see it and they want to feel it, but it's very rare anymore that that's done, to do an actual physical spiritual intervention.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say to you that if you follow the protocols before, during, and after, and you have faith in that we are only energy beings and they are working with energy to clear what we call blocks or limitations or disruptions in energy flow, or possibly even spiritual attachments, beings that did not cross over into the light,
mm-hmm.
and they attach themselves to physical beings. When these are cleared, that's when the healings take place. And when the spiritual the spiritual pathways, the highways of your energies and your body are cleared, that's when healings take place. And in some cases, they've actually created new energy highways and rerouted those energy highways in order to create an expedited healing, such as, for instance, how does someone in a wheelchair who's been in a wheelchair for 50 years, whose legs are completely atrophied, go through a healing and get up and walk? And you say, how is that possible? Or how does someone who has no tendons in their arm or shoulders and is hanging limp, how do then all of a sudden be able to raise their arm and wave at someone?
That's amazing.
I've seen all of this happen. And in my own case, my experience is in a book called Casa of Love, written by Dick Selby. Casa of Love is a little book you can get on Amazon or through Dick Selby. And I'm Chapter 10, called Paying It Forward. And it describes my healing experience, which took two trips.
Mm-hmm.
I got about 50% healed the first time, and then 6 months later I went again and got spinal healing then. And for me, this meant that I did not have to have back surgery or a hip replacement. I am pain-free now, no back problems, no hip problems. So it was a very profound healing experience and a pilgrimage for me. The thing about John of God in Brasilia, when you are there, Abu Janya is a very sacred space. The entire town is sacred. And the casa is sitting on top of several miles of crystal beds. And the veil between the 5D and the 3D is basically not there. It's gone. You could be sitting in the garden at Abu Janya at the casa, reading a book, and experience a healing just right while you're sitting there or while you're meditating. And they have additional things like the crystal beds, which are lights that orient to your chakras, and the energies, frequencies that radiate from them. For you lay on the bed for like 30 minutes and receive these light energy healing. That's called the crystal bed healing. They do wonderful things to bring the body back into harmony. There's also a waterfall that you can get permission to go to, a little waterfall, and healings have occurred by standing under the waterfall. There are so many ways to receive healing there.
Wow.
But it really does take 50% of your effort to have that faith, to believe in miracles, to put yourself in the hands of God and the angels and the healers, and to ask for what it is you want so that you have a commitment yourself to receive that healing. Then once you have the spiritual intervention, they give you pills to take home, mm-hmm. and these are made from passion flower. And what's really interesting about them, all of these capsules are the same until the entity writes you a little prescription, and when they touch the prescription to the pills, then the energy is transferred into those pills specifically for you and the recuperation up from the surgery that you had. It's a really amazing thing, but you must take them and follow the rules of taking them.
Sure.
And if you have one surgery, it's for 3 months. If you have two surgeries, it's for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that means no alcohol and no fire-roasted hot peppers and things of that nature. And even after surgeries, they have a period of time for about 30 days where they don't want you to go be with any other healers, which might interfere with the continuous healing process.
Sure.
No
sure.
massages,
sure.
you know, no chiropractic care, that type of thing. And then even no sex during that time, because the sexual energy will disrupt the continuous healing energy. And the other thing that's really a blessing about John of God is once you are there and once you have been introduced to the spiritual entities that assist working through John and come 100,000 at a time to help,
mm-hmm.
they are always with you. When I came home, I brought home an instrument called the John of God Portal. I set it up. I created it. Every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I start my prayers and meditation at the portal. They are always with you. You can call upon them at any time.
Nice.
And the miracles for, let's see, John, it's been 62 years of healing. They say that he's probably been the instrument to heal over 15 million people.
Really?
And one of the most unusual stories was there was a husband and wife and daughter. The husband was a medical doctor in a town nearby. He was the chief of surgery there.
Uh-huh.
And then the wife and the daughter used to come over to John of God at the Casa, and they would assist by sitting in the current. There are approximately 250 people each Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning and afternoon that sit in the current in order to create an energy battery for John and the entities to work. It's a current of love, absolute pure love.
Wow.
And when you walk through the lines to John of God, you pass through three sections of this current, and it'll just literally make your knees buckle. It's so huge and so profound.
Amazing.
So what happened was this doctor ended up dying,
mm-hmm.
and the wife was called in, and he was laying on the table, and the doctor there says, "See, your husband has died. We're going to take him to the morgue." And she says, "No, no, no, I have to make a call." She made a call,
mm-hmm.
and they took the phone and handed it to the entity who was entrancing John of God.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it happened to be Dr. Augusto, who is known as the number one spiritual doctor of the universe right now. He's in charge of all the healings going on.
So he's a spirit.
Entrancing John at the time.
Okay.
He took the phone call, and he told this wife of the doctor, "Don't let them move him until 3 o'clock. Now, he died at approximately 9:30. This is 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Don't move the body till it's at least 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So after she hung up from him, she refused to let them take her husband's body to the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a hassle and a tussle, but she absolutely practically laid her body on top of her husband's body so they wouldn't move it.
Oh, wow.
Finally, they agreed, and she says, "At 3 o'clock, you can do what you want." So So they left a nurse with her, and she sat there patiently waiting for 5 hours,
mm-hmm.
approximately 10 minutes or 5 minutes to three. Her husband opened his eyes, looked at her, and said, "Hi, honey. Wow, I'm very thirsty. Do you have
oh
a glass
God.
Of water for me?"
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So what had happened was he died. He went to the other side, and he met with many of the entities that entranced John of God and many of the healing entities, and he met with Dr. Augusto on the other side of life. And they showed him the realities of what life is like on the other side, and then they gave him a choice. They said, "We can help you return to your life, but we want to make a deal. From now on, you can no longer poo-poo the John of God energy healing. What you have to do is become a spokesperson for the John of God Center and talk about spiritual healings and the reality of them." So he agreed, and that's how he came back into his body. So it's a real Lazarus story, and to this day, he is still traveling around and talking about John of God. So it's a marvelous, marvelous story, but that's just one of millions and millions of healing stories down there.
That's amazing. Well, it's going to be a very special time. We'll be meeting in Brasilia approximately August 25th. And if you're interested, just send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793. More details we've posted at my website as they become available. Marianne, I wanted to thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. For a quick announcement, for those who are just tuning in, we're interviewing a wonderful spiritual minister named Reverend Marianne Handy from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Marianne, I wanted to ask you also about the Ho'oponopono by Dr. Hugh Lim. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about that, please?
Yes, I had the wonderful experience of actually training directly with Dr. Hugh Lim in a class.
Wow.
Before he retired from teaching. And I was so excited because Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian shaman form of forgiveness healing.
Wow.
But it has now evolved into so much more because there are some new additives to it and some new ways to use it. So let me give you a quick explanation.
Okay.
In Ho'oponopono, there are four mantras, and you use them somewhat when you did the for the angel healing and peace water healing for Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
But I put them in a little bit of a different order based upon my training with Dr. Hewlin.
Okay.
They are, "I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, and thank you." And
okay.
Let me explain how that works when someone is wanting to heal memories of past life,
mm-hmm.
where the past life memories are affecting or blocking your advancement in this current time in life, or
right.
possibly memories of your current life that were traumatic or difficult and have left, you know, emotional scars. That need healing in order for you to become whole and then advance into higher consciousness. And also, now we are also using it in a self-healing mode and tying it in with Dr. Emoto's work because
mm-hmm.
Our body is 94% water, and so water carries the memories of not only our current life and our past lives, but our ancestors' life,
mm-hmm.
and also the life of lives of humanity. So when we are doing self-healing, we can also use these four mantras to ask for the memories in the water to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, when the memories in the water in our bodies heal, then our bodies will then find harmony and balance rather than disharmony and disease.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you a little bit of an explanation on the four mantras, because it's far, far bigger and deeper than just those few words. And so if I can start.
Yes, please.
This word is, okay, "I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, and thank you." So "I love you." Now you could write a page on this, because what you're doing is saying, "I love you, my negative memory." All right, now these negative memories could be focused on past life, current life, or the water in your body.
Mm-hmm.
"I love you, my negative memory."
Mm-hmm.
And when you say "I love you," think about, what do you do or feel or say when you say "I love you" to somebody? You want to imagine that you're embracing those negative memories mm-hmm. with a super hug, and that you are just really holding them close into your heart, like allowing them just to melt into your heart energy. I love you so deeply and so profoundly. I want you to know how I care deeply and love you so much. And so when you're saying, I love you, my memories, you want to think of your memories like children, like babies. And let's say, you know, the child has gone out and tried to ride a little bicycle and fell off and hurt their knee or their arm, and they come in crying, and you hold them and say, oh, I love you. I love you. It's okay. I love you. So in the same way of thinking, when you're saying, I love you, my negative memories, you really want to especially, you know, imagine holding and loving and really allowing that exchange of energy, of that warmth and compassion to those negative memories, so that they begin to actually feel that. And those memories, again, can be in your past life, your current life, or within the water of your own body. So that's the first mantra, I love you. And I'm sorry is the second mantra. And here what you do is you say, I'm sorry, my negative memories. All right? I'm mm-hmm. sorry for whatever I have done to cause you, to create you. All right? And so you're asking these negative memories, you're talking to them and saying, you're apologizing. I'm so sorry for whatever I did to cause you or create you. Now, I need to add one more thing. When you're saying I love you and when you're saying I'm sorry, you want to think of it, I love you across all timelines, all dimensions. I love you from all solar systems and galaxies. I love you from all in the past and the present and the future. I love you through the energies of all my ancestors and all my lives and other lives as well. The same thing is, I'm sorry, my negative memories. I'm sorry, across all timelines, all dimensions, all lives, ancestral lives, all solar systems, all galaxies. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did to cause you or create you. So that's your first, I love you. And then your second is, I'm sorry. And the third mantra is, forgive me. And in that case, you're saying, please forgive me my negative memories, and please forgive all my family, my friends, and my ancestors across all timelines, across all dimensions, across all of my lives and ancestors' lives, across the solar systems and galaxies. Please forgive me and my friends and my family across all of these parameters. Please, please, please forgive us all for whatever we did to create you, whatever we did to form you, or whatever we did to make you the way you are. Okay? Now, so your first three mantras, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me. Now, we call forth now, in this point, it's an added point that Dr. Hewlin taught me. We call forth the great cosmic violet flame of transmutation. So at this moment, you call forth the violet flame of transmutation, and you flood or bathe or embrace the negative memories now with the violet flame. So you bathe in the violet flame. You embrace it. You seal it in the violet flame. And then you claim the action. Transmute negative memories now. Transmute, transmute, transmute. Transmute negative memories now. Transmute, transmute, transmute. Transmute negative memories now. Transmute, transmute, transmute. Into God's pure golden white light of love, love, love. Into God's pure golden white light of love, love, love. Into God's pure golden white light of love, love, love. So that's a very important key step that was added between I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me. And then as you transmute it in the great cosmic violet flame, and then you fill it with the golden white light of God, then you go to the fourth mantra, which is, and I thank you, my negative memories, for now I know you are transmuted into love, and I know that you will always be with me. But now that the negativity has been transmuted, I now embrace you to bring forth the gifts and abilities from those memories, because all of my yesterdays have made me what I am today. So we never discard or we never get rid of completely the memories. It's what we get rid of is the impact from them. And so the memories now are in neutral. Once the negativity or the trauma is transmuted by the cosmic violet flame and filled with God's golden white light, then that memory is neutral and we will have a zero reaction to it. Our pendulum stays in the center. It doesn't fly, you know, into anger, and it doesn't fly into emotional upset. It stays in neutral. So the thank you is very, very important, because now you're saying you will always be with me, but now you are neutral, and therefore now I can call upon you, my memories, to bring forth gifts and abilities now into my life. And as I pull you in from all my lives and all my current life and my current lives on other planets and other galaxies, and I pull you in from all my ancestors, and I pull you in from the oneness of all humanity, I now pull in the gifts, and I pull in the abilities, and I pull in the goodness, because you are now transmuted into pure love. And as you bring it forth into your oneness of this 3D physical body, it will begin the process of elevating you to move through the fourth dimension of time and into the fifth dimension of higher consciousness, what we would call the heavenly realm or the angelic realm, which is where we are going and where we are ascending to. And as that begins to happen, your body will become a light body. It will begin to fill with light, a higher vibrational light quotient. It will become crystalline light, and your skin may even begin to start to sparkle like little sparklies all over, and
nice.
Almost become sort of translucent looking. But in order to get to this level, we must, and as one of my famous classes I teach is called Clearing the Crap, you must clear the crap before you can move into the higher realms, because you cannot drag it with you. Mm-hmm. It holds you down. It holds you back. So the Ho'oponopono healing process can be directly applied in practice. I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, then transmute with a violet flame, fill with a golden light, and then thank you as you bring in the gift. You can use that for past life memories. You can use that for current life emotional traumas. You can use that to clear ancestral memories that you're holding for your ancestors. You can use that to clear memories of current lives on other planets and galaxies. And as you do that, you're clearing and clearing and clearing and clear. You can even go forward in timelines and clear future if necessary, so that you can then pull in all of these lifetime energies into your being now and then be at zero as far as reaction state, pull in all the good qualities, and then allow yourself to focus on raising into the fifth dimensional consciousness. So there's quite a bit to it, and I've said it very quickly, but I do teach class on this, and I do help people individually on this through my website, cosmiccoachingforyou.com.
Well, I've been following you very carefully, Miriam, and I have to tell you, I felt like I've just ran a 50-mile sprint with you, frankly. You've just given... Oh, the angels really love this. The studio once again has gotten this beautiful bright light, white light here in the studio. Wow, that's amazing. Well, for those of you who would like to listen to this 50-mile sprint by Miriam again, it should be on the website within the next day or two, certainly by Monday. And then you just go to www.outofthisworld1150.com and click on Recent Guests, and you'll be able to listen to this. This is one of those very profound moments on the show where you, I think I'll be listening to it again and again myself, Miriam. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing about it is when you're first doing it, I encourage my clients to write a page on I love you, or two pages, or three pages,
uh-huh.
I'd write a page on I'm sorry, and write a page on forgive me and forgive all my friends and family. And then focus and decide which you're focusing on past lives and you're focusing on your current life. You're focusing on the water in your body to heal disease. You know, choose your intention, choose your focus. Understand and work with the cosmic violet flame so that you understand how the cosmic violet flame transmutes anything that's not of God and good into pure love and light and God and good.
Well, this
is the great transmuter. I call it the cosmic bug zapper. You know, bug flies into the cosmic violet flame and goes, and it comes out as pure love.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And the bug zappers, you know, that you hang on your back porch, they've got purple light. So it's a really good metaphor.
Well,
the idea of really exercising this on a minute by minute basis in your life.
Wow.
What's one of the constant daily tools I use, the daily tools that I teach others.
Uh-huh.
So that, for instance, before I did this show, I was meditating on I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, and thank you. Before I make a phone call, I say those mantras. But remember, when I say them, that one word, that one mantra, I love you, or that one mantra, I'm sorry, that one mantra, please forgive me, are filled with pages of understanding what that entails or encompasses.
Oh,
or
I see, because you've written them out. And also, too, I wanted to ask you, would this be appropriate, like at night, usually I always brush my teeth at night, but this is kind of like spiritual cleaning every night or first thing in the morning if you did that?
Well, Dr. Hewlin used to say it's a constant. So any time, in the classwork that we do with him, it's like he says it's peeling the onion. So if you can do it 100 times a day, the better you are.
Okay.
So as often as you can, when you wake up, when you're on a bathroom break, when you're driving down the road sitting at a traffic light, when you're going to make a phone call, when you're going to go into a meeting, when you're having lunch, when you're having dinner, before your meal, when you go to, listen to a program, when you go to brush your teeth, when you go to bed, and all of those things.
Sure.
And if you understand and embrace the depth of what is between the keys of the piano being, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, and thank you, if you understand the breadth and depth of what is in between those mantras, then when you say them, it doesn't become just repetitive like saying the rosary. It has breadth and depth and real energetic intention and power to it.
I want to share this with you, Miriam, and many listeners. When I was in Tokyo back in November giving some presentations, I heard this story about this gentleman in Japan who'd he'd lost everything. He had to file bankruptcy in Japan and lost his wife, went through a divorce, and he was really, he was down and out. He was having a hard time. And then he's a great supporter of the Emoto Project, of course, in Tokyo. He knows Emoto Peace Project and Michiko and her work. And he got the idea of saying arigato, which means thank you, over and over and over again. Now, it wasn't as comprehensive as the four parts that you gave, I love you, please forgive me, and thank you. Or he did include thank you, but the other parts. But he did say he became very grateful, of course, for life and all the opportunities. And within literally a few months, everything started turning around financially for him. He met a wonderful lady. He now has a family. And he's one of the very wealthy men in Japan now as a result of that. And he was able to turn his life around completely. And I know what you're saying does work.
Yes. The last phrase, thank you, is one of gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And being grateful and appreciating all that you have is a very, very important factor and a basis for living a life based in I have all I need, it's all been given to me already, which is important for the law of attraction, versus saying I don't have something and I want it and I need it. That's coming from a platform of lack.
Oh,
so based upon the law of attraction, being thankful is a most important mantra for claiming that I already have all my needs fulfilled.
Sure.
I already am flooded with prosperity and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a warehouse full of items that are being shipped to me, spiritually shipped to me now.
Mm-hmm.
But in any of these cases, the law of prosperity will work so much better if you clear the cracks.
Sure.
So that's
right.
what we do, using these four mantras, because in every block, in every disharmony, in every dis-ease, in mm-hmm. every step that we have fear of false evidence appearing real, or if we
right.
have any of the anger energies or hatred energies or
right.
jealousy energies or any of these things, these are all triggers of negative energies coming from negative memories.
Let's...
And so using these Ho'oponopono mantras, but knowing the breadth and depth of what's in between, what's part of those mantras, and then adding the use of the cosmic violet flame for transmutation before you finish and say thank you. That violet flame is so key, because it's not just embracing the negative memories and saying, you know, I love you and I'm sorry, please forgive me, but now I'm going to cosmic zap you with the violet flame of transmutation. As that flame is, it can be directed by anyone and it can never be corrupted. That flame can never be corrupted. It can only transmute into pure love and light.
Marianne,
so that is one of the grandest, greatest tools the great ascended masters have given us.
Can I ask you a question?
Taught us to use. And then once we are clear, Joe Vitale is an author that has a book
right.
out called Zero Limits. He talks a lot about Dr. Hugh Lynn and gives the story of Dr. Hugh Lynn and how he uses Ho'oponopono and how he cleared all the psychiatric
Marianne?
Patients out of a psychiatric hospital, never having met one of them.
Yeah. Could I ask you a question?
Their file folders, their medical file folders, and he did the process, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, and thank you, over the files, because he took responsibility. If that file was in front of him, then he became responsible for that person's energy.
Marianne, could I ask a question, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Real quick. Now, let's say you know someone who you really care about. You love a spouse, partner, a friend, for example.
Uh-huh.
And you know that they've got some problems, right? You help them out as best as you can. Everybody knows somebody with problems. We all have problems, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Many of us do. Could you use the same technique of the four different Ho'oponopono expressions? Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. We love you. With the cosmic flame, to send that to a friend of yours to help them heal their problem, would that help them, or does it have to be an individual thing where the person has to step up and actually do the work?
No, you can actually use this for anybody else in any circumstance, like in a business or a deal. However, you do not send it to anybody. You do not point your finger and say, I'm going to send you healing mantras because you have problems.
Okay. No, I would never say that, but I was thinking if you wanted to help someone.
The thing
yeah.
is that you must take 100% responsibility. If that person is in your life, you are responsible for their memories. Their memories are your memories. If we are all one, okay,
right.
then all of their experiences in their lifetimes and all of their negative energy memories and all of their diseases are also yours.
True.
And so in order to clear and help heal that person, or to clear and help heal a business circumstance or a deal, to clear and help heal the United States Congress, okay?
Right. Okay.
What you do is you say, this person's negative memories are now mine. I am responsible for this person. I am responsible for their memories. And so when you bring up what it is that, you know, they're suffering from, but you claim it as your own, you claim responsibility, and then you use the four mantras to clear yourself.
Oh, I see. That's
okay?
interesting.
You never are using them to clear somebody else. You're taking them in, owning them, being responsible for them, and then clearing yourself. And as you do this, this is how Dr. Hugh Lynn cured all the psychiatric patients that were like wacko beyond belief.
Oh, that's amazing.
He claimed that their medical files and that history was his own.
Could we claim
for those medical files and those people?
Okay.
He did the mantras for himself.
Amazing. Could the people of America, for example, claim the dysfunctional people in our U.S. Congress and claim their problems and then clean them, help clean their mental states?
Exactly. You got it. And that's how amazing this is as far as the power of this healing technique.
Right.
We never can, you know, when they say you point a finger at somebody, there are three fingers pointed back at you.
Ah, interesting.
All right? So
okay.
That is the key to remember in Ho'oponopono.
Wow.
That it is something like, I am now responsible for all the congressmen and senators. I am now responsible for the president and all the candidates trying to be president, all right? I take them into my beingness because I am one with them. And now I do the Ho'oponopono to help clean the negative memories and then bring forth the positive abilities and gifts.
Well, I've been wondering what to do about getting people, good people, to Congress for many decades, and I think, Maryam, you just hit upon a wonderful idea how we can help them, not only them, but, of course, our friends and family, too, if they need help.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And it's really, really important. You know, most healers tend to, you know, go out and say, okay, you know, in the name of the Christ consciousness, I see you in perfect health, I raise you into that health, you know, and I'm helping you get there.
Mm-hmm.
In Ho'oponopono, you're never going outside of yourself. It's always bringing it into yourself and clearing and cleaning yourself.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, you know, this has just been amazing, Maryam. You've given everyone and me and so many people around the world this fascinating, wonderful gift of today.
Well, it's an incredible tool, and that's why Dr. Hewlin says, if you understand what a gift this tool is, this system, this Hawaiian shamanistic system of healing, then you then begin to see it has unlimited potential in use.
Wow.
Unlimited potential and unlimited use.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That is just amazing. Just amazing.
It's difficult. The most difficult thing is to look at somebody standing in front of you who's got some medical problems. Maybe they've got some cancer. Maybe they've got other things going on. And you say, I really want to help them. And then you have to say to yourself, okay, I now have to take on and bring into me and take 100% ownership and responsibility of whatever's going on with them. I own it, and now I am going to clear it from myself.
Wow.
That's a very difficult thing for people to comprehend and understand, but it's the only way the system works.
I see. I see. Wow, that's amazing. And you also have to have faith too that this will work, because if you don't believe in it, it won't work, will it? I mean, you have to believe in what you're doing.
I guess you could say that, but according to Dr. Hewlin, it's the process.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you're saying the mantra, you mm-hmm. have already, you know, written down what goes between the lines. And if you're saying it with passion,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying it with focused attention, you're saying it from your heart.
Right.
You know, and let's get out of our minds and into our hearts here. And so in your heart knows, and your heart does, you know, such a grand job. And so by vocalizing it and by having it come from the heart and having that focused attention and sincerity, the energy, according to the quantum physics laws, will go out and come back doing the job that you're stating.
Well, that's just amazing. That's just amazing. We've got about 4 minutes or so. Maryam, I wanted to let you know that, you know, getting toward the end of the hour here, is there any other topics you'd like to discuss today?
Well, I guess that, you know, just let people know that I'm available for teaching classes, or I'm available for group events, I'm available for keynote speaking and that type of thing. So it makes for very interesting ideas if people want to invite me to their home, no matter where it is. And then, you know, we get groups together and we start spreading this information. And then, you know, it's like paying it forward, like I did with my John of God work. My home, my living room, as you know, Ted,
mm-hmm.
is a portal. It's a sanctuary. It's a healing vertical pillar of light. And I've made my home that way, and I'd be happy to share with others how to crystal grid their homes outside and inside, and how to create, you know, vortexes in their home and pillars of light so that their home is a sanctuary. You felt the energy coming into my home. Everyone feels it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It begins to create a basis of healing in energy in the body the minute you walk in the door.
Right.
So this is important things I'd love to share with people. Have anybody who wants to invite me, just email me. It's MJ@CosmicCoachingForYou.com. MJ@CosmicCoachingForYou.com. And then I will get, you know, back to you. Or I can, you know, give out my, you know, as far as texting.
Well, anyone can also just email me as well at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll put them right in touch with you.
Great, Mary Ann,
I wanted to share a couple of interesting quotes I want to share with all my listeners around the world. The first one is for Lao Tzu, a famous Chinese philosopher. He wrote many centuries ago, quote, "If you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself." And then he writes, "If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all of that is dark and negative in yourself." And finally, "Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own self-transformation." That was from Lao Tzu many thousands of years ago. Here's another quote from Jesus. Quote, "As a man thinks in his heart, he becomes." And finally, this is a quote from Ralph Waldo Trine, This Mystical Life. Quote, "There's nothing more in tune and nothing more true in connection with human life that we grow into the likeness of those things which we contemplate." And this is, if I may add, this is with a famous thing about Dr. Moto's work about consciousness, that we are powerful spiritual beings, and we do in fact create what we believe in, and our thoughts are very, very important in this regard. So by going through these steps, Miriam, that you'd listed to clean ourselves, and actually we can help others as well. And also by being very careful about our own thoughts, words, and deeds and actions, we can cumulatively, collectively raise the hotto or the vibration of this planet and create a truly beautiful and wonderful world.
And I'd just like to add, we are the people we have been waiting for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Miriam, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. We've got about 20 seconds. I want to give you the rest of the time to say whatever you like, my friend.
Well, I'd just like to thank you very much for having me on, and I'd like to invite everyone to utilize these tools and to help raise themselves along with all of humanity, and to be walk softly on Pachamama, Mother Earth Gaia.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on today, Miriam. And I'd like to finish off our last minute with a special song from John Lennon, Imagine. And we'll be on the air again next week at this time. And I hope you all have a fantastic Out of This World weekend. For a better planet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.